Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, let's go. It's the end of the end of the end of the end of the show show. End of the end of the show show. End of the show show.
End of the show show.
No, ah, I'm still sick. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle
for the nerds
and on the internet every weekday morning.
I'm the person hosting it, Gregor. Also host of mornings on 107.7 The End.
Nerd Talk and the Full 90 Extra Time Podcast. Seattle Sounders play Fartland Timbers tonight, and there's a new Full 90 Extra Time that talks all about it, so you can be prepared for it, okay? Okay, great. Go download it. Do that. Subscribe, please. Add more people to it. It's even more fun to be silly and make dumb jokes. Same goes with this. I used to do a thing called Our Dumb Podcast, and that got the old rug yanked out from under it, and so I switched to making this a little longer form, and it's fun, but tell a friend. I feel like miss it or something like that. Yeah, help out. Thanks. I appreciate it so much. Anyway, big weekend. Big weekend plans here. No, I don't have any plans.
Whatever.
Yeah, they all like revolve right around what my kid is doing. Oh, there's a play date on this, and then there's a play date there. That's how that goes when you have kids, right? We went up to Payne Field yesterday to watch Big Airplane, which is awesome. It's the dream lifter. It carries parts for Boeing around, right? And also there was another big-ass airplane. It's a Russian Antonov AH-124-100. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But it's crazy how, like, you can tell which is the Russian and which is the American plane. There's just a look about it. You're like, oh, well, that's the Russian one for sure. To me, it looks sort of like a pregnant dog with wings. I don't know if that exactly, or like a old fake boob that's been melting in the Florida sun for too long, says my buddy Sean. Yeah, well, there we go. It's so rad, they're about to relaunch the 737 MAX 8. That's the problem one that's been, like, they have them all parked in the parking lot, the employee parking lot down at the Boeing Field location. I guess they're about ready to start rolling those back out, and they're going to have to bring them all up to Payne Field for testing and stuff and for refurbishment and whatnot. That means Space Baby and I are going to have a chance to really consume a lot of airplanes over the next few months, which sounds dope. I'm also stoked for everyone that works at Boeing, whose future they've been like, I don't know what's happening, this sucks. Okay, moving on. The other day, it took me 2 hours to get from I-90 to my house in Snohomish, and that's bonkers. The traffic feels like it's always getting worse, but is there any actual data that suggests that's true? Yeah, there is.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
It's not just you. Traffic in Seattle is getting worse. A new mobility study was conducted, and the report suggests, on average, we spend 78 hours a year stuck in traffic. Oh, that's seventh worst in the country, behind LA at the top, DC next, and then a bunch more. 78 hours, that'd be like adding 2 extra weeks of work to your life every year, unpaid. And you gotta pay for gas.
Well, I drive a Tesla.
Oh, good for you. I'm sorry, I'm just jealous. I would drive a Tesla too. Now, everyone around the Puget Sound has an opinion on the homelessness crisis that's gripping our cities. But this is a new first for me. A floating homeless encampment consisting of 3 boats tied together in the Duwamish River popped up and then sank. Oh my God, no reports of any injuries, which is good. But that really feels like the most Seattle thing possible. And finally, as I still constantly call it Safeco Field, sorry T-Mobile Park, name changes can be tough. But at least CenturyLink Field won't be getting a new name, having locked down the rights to keep calling it that until 2030-something. Anyone out there still calling it Quest Field?
You just got news.
I said T-Mobile Park twice on the air today. What an idiot. What an idiot. Here's a bit of hokey science news. The Rolling Stones, who were just here last week and everyone was talking about it for like 5 seconds. They got to Pasadena yesterday, so the Los Angeles area. And before their show, before they came out, Robert Downey Jr. came out on stage, which felt, I don't know, like a thing. I was like, what's going on here? What's old Iron Man doing? Well, he came out because NASA came up with this like silly stunt. When the InSight rover set down, it's not a rover, it's just a probe. It just landed on the surface of Mars. I don't know, it was a few months ago. When it set down, as it was coming down, they have like this footage of a chunk of rock, like a little bouldery looking thing, and it like got dislodged and like, I don't know, kind of trickled away from it, right? Trying to avoid using a specific word. Well, NASA said that it was kind of like a rolling stone, and so JPL has officially named this hunk of Martian regolith. It's called Rolling Stones Rock. And they unveiled it during the Pasadena, California concert, using Robert Downey Jr. to do that. Man, watching the camera pan to the old people that were there to watch Rolling Stones and see them be 0% interested in what he was saying must have been real awkward to be on stage doing that. Anyway, that one didn't make Nerd Talk today because I had to talk about Chinese vending machines.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
One country is taking facial recognition software a bit too far.
China.
That's right. You can now use certain vending machines there by letting it scan your face. Add a credit card or bank account, and you'll never need a wallet again. Or be able to hide. The U.S. Air Force made a robot that can fly any of their existing airplanes.
Cool.
Yeah. We're full on just handing the future to the robots, huh? You're worried about the government coming for your guns. Just wait till it's the machines coming for the government. And finally, food scientists have found an insanely healthier replacement for butter using something called high internal phase emulsions. Let's just replace that with lasers.
Pew, pew, pew.
Using food lasers,
pew, pew, pew.
They can whip up something with the same consistency, mouthfeel, weird, and creaminess of butter using 80% water and 20% other oils and junk. Mouthfeel is such a weird metric. Oh, this dolphin tastes like tuna, but the mouthfeel isn't right. Oh, it's a joke. I don't want anyone to eat dolphins. Stop it.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
We never do a Friday show, but then yesterday I couldn't do a Thursday show because my voice is too jacked and I had so much talking left to do, so Friday show it is!
Whatever.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for the support. Have a great weekend. It's the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.